Uplifting and Encouraging Spirit FM. It is Michael and Linda in the morning. That was Natalie Grant alive. It is 7:13 and 46 degrees in Danville.
Well, it wasn't, around January the 1st when you and your family moved from South Carolina into Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't in your house minutes when your then two-week-old baby, Channing, stopped breathing.
Yes. And the only person that was with us was my best friend, Bo Herbert, who actually God used to save my son's life. Good morning, Bo.
Hey, what's up?
So that moment whenever, because I literally took Channing out of the car seat, handed him to you. What was that moment like to you?
It was really scary. I mean, my mind was going all over the place. You turned around and saw Channing. He was blue. And I was like, my mind just was like, Channing's dead. I was like, I can't believe Channing's dead. My mind rushed to Amanda and Sadie. Sadie's my 3-month-old. No, 5 months now. But I just thought of my family, and I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. And I just like froze. My mind was frozen. I couldn't think of anything. I just was just couldn't believe this was happening. And then just something just clicked. And it had to have been God. He just made my instinct take over.
Mm-hmm. And you just started just doing CPR on him, because Heather or I, neither one of us knew how to do CPR, which now we do. We've learned. But immediately that's what rushed through your mind, right?
Yeah, I was you handed him to me, and I was my mind was freaking out, but my instinct just took over, and I started doing the infant CPR. And even while I was doing it, I was just thinking, I was like, I'm going to be doing CPR until the ambulance gets here, and he's not going to make it. I was like, I'm going to feel awful. Just be doing this CPR while he was doing it.
And that's what was amazing to me, seriously, because I honestly did not know that Bo knew CPR. I really didn't. And I grabbed Channing, I handed him to him, and I said, do something. And I know that was the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know with all my heart that was God. Hand him to Bo, he'll cover it. And the whole time I was just praying. I grabbed Channing's arm and was just praying to him.
And Bo, in looking back over the situation when Channing did stop breathing and you were there, how do you see God's hand of intervention in that situation?
Well, it's really cool, because my mom is a neonatal nurse at MUSC in downtown Charleston, and she actually teaches infant CPR down there to all the new mothers, especially with the preemies that they take home. And her and Amanda were pushing with my 3-month-old. They were like, we need to have infant CPR training. And I was, I just don't like doing those kind of things. I think they're kind of silly or whatever. And but they pushed, and I was doing it. Happy wife, happy life.
So. Absolutely.
But my mom was doing it. She was teaching me, and she brought the little the doll thing that you do it on, and I was doing it, and I got it. It was, it's not as hard as it looks, but she made me constantly do it over and over again, and I was like, I got it. I understand. The 30 times and breathe. I got it. And she's like, no, do it again. And sure enough, it really paid off. That's the main reason that, God was just instilling it and making it an instinct in my mind.
Mm-hmm. And you were the first person I actually saw. We went to the Lynchburg General ER, and I came out to the lobby. Bo was, he was with my other two children. We had nobody else at the time before I called you and Barry.
Right.
And I just went out to Bo to the lobby and just hugged him and just bawled. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, Bo, you just saved Channing's life. Mm-hmm. And that was a moment, seriously, I'll never forget. That was just incredible. But now, looking back, it's been 2 months. What do you think the Lord has shown you or is showing you now, looking back at that situation?
Well, I've personally struggled with feeling sometimes like God has he forgets about me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sitting on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that I want to do and that I could do, and it's just not my time yet. And I just feel like he forgets about me, and maybe I've messed up to where I can't be used. And but that night, it was just a reminder. God's like, I still remember you. I still have a plan for you. And I don't think that was Channing doing the CPR. That was not it. It was just a simple encouraging reminder. Just I'm still there. I still have a plan. Just hang in there.
Wow. And you did. God used you to save Channing's life with something as simple as CPR for infant classes,
mm-hmm.
orchestrated it.
And if something's happened like this to you, we want to hear more miracle stories. And I think it's incredible, just in my own personal life, how God intervened using Bo. So what is your miracle story and how has God intervened? You can let us know on Facebook at facebook.com/spiritfmradio.
Or you can give us a call at 1-888-SPIRIT-2. That's 1-888-774-7482.